Kia ora, you're listening to Manawatū People's Radio. Te reo irirangi o ngā tangata o Manawatū, and you're on the Sunday Live Zone. Coming up very shortly, you're about to hear our recording of the River Stop Stories local history and Boho Cafe birthday event, recorded live at Boho Cafe on the 3rd of November 2021. Before we start though, a quick note, there was background music for the event provided by a local pianist, and some of that music has been cut to bring the event down to broadcast time. You'll hear a couple of moments throughout the recording where the music kind of fades from one number to another, and that's why that is. Right now though, let's go to Boho Cafe.
Ladies and gentlemen, another round of applause for Robert Cleaver, who I note has set up in John's corner. We'll change your name later. We will get into the event proper very shortly, but for now, some housekeeping. The door through which you entered is also the emergency exit, so make sure you're aware of that. Faripaku toilets are just here to your left, so make sure you're aware of that. But whilst you are here, please remain seated. That dreaded C word. C19. We cannot get up and mix and mingle. We have to stay in our little table bubbles, so please do that. You can mingle outside, though. Once you're off the premises and not the responsibility of our wonderful hosts, you can do what you want out there. Just remember your distancing and masks. If you do get up to order any drinks or use the facilities, please put a mask on as well. Food will be brought to your tables round about 2:45 or 3 o'clock. And we are capturing all the audio today and rebroadcasting it on MPR, Manawatū People's Radio, Sunday at 5 o'clock. So make sure you tune in for that and tell your friends as well. Before we get into the event proper and to kick us off in appropriate style, we have Todd Taiapa from the City Council for our karakia and opening mihi.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa, nā mihi o te ahiahi nei, kia koe Fraser, tēnā rā koe, nau I whakatūwhera I tō tātou wā. Just a brief introduction, so yeah, I'm with the City Council and a couple of other colleagues here too. I'm in the role of Principal Māori Advisor, Pautoko Apore, and yeah, with great pleasure to be invited to come and just provide an opening to this space, in particular because Awapuni has this modern expression as a community, as a neighbourhood, of which we have a wonderful representation here, and we can't perhaps have the scale of numbers that we'd wanted, I think, obviously, at this time, with the context of our world. It isn't always easy to come together, so when I do come to these occasions in the last few weeks, it feels like a real honour. Because we've had periods where we haven't been able to do this, and it might be a little while before it gets kind of usual again and we're not having to wear these masks. So thank you for the opportunity. Just want to acknowledge too Janine and the Boho crew for being hosting in this whare, and also the River Stop leadership crew, facilitative crew, who have done a wonderful job in kind of engaging with you all and the wider community to make this not just a place where we arrive and maybe do a bit of commerce, have some food, get our cats sorted out across the road, but actually a community, because that's a different thing. Community is not the same as function. I want to acknowledge the local iwi, Rangitāne o Manawatū. There is a cultural underlay to this place as well, to Awapuni, which inspires the name River Stop, which is a translation of Awapuni. The river is now, well, at least most of the time, held back by those stop banks a few kilometres from here. But back in the day, it had its own character and it flowed through many spaces along the river frontage. Oh,
I will just interject here and say that there is an issue with the fire alarm.
Yeah.
The staff will tell us if it's a real event. So until then, just try and ignore it.
Yeah.
Splendid. Yeah. Todd.
No, Janine did say that the fire alarm was set to the same level that we have in the council, which is when things get a bit heated, apparently it goes off. So it's a nice way of clearing the house. But just acknowledging that the river flowed through many little meanders through here, including through here, which is the inspiration for the space. The iwi lived right through the river, had very large communities and settlements through here. And I know we've all appreciated their support and endorsement. I know there's a particular significant sculptural piece which is set to be erected out on the main road out there at some point, which again is just a reflection of the multi-layered history and values in this place and the diversity we all bring. So I'm just going to start off with a karakia, just a brief acknowledgement in Māori of what I've just referenced, and also just endorse the welcome. Nō reira, ko rangi nui e tū nei, ko papatūnu e taka tō mai rā. Ko tāne mahuta, ko tāwhiri mātia mā, ko te ira atua, ka puta ko tātou, ko te ira tangata. Ka tipu ko ngā mātua tipuna, me o rātou tāonga tuku iho arā ko te reo, ko ngā tikanga ko te aroha no hoki, hei paihiri a tātou i tēnei wā, kia tūtura whiti whakamaua kia tīna, haumi e hui e tāiki e. Yeah. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, haramai rā. This is great. Yeah, in tikanga Māori, when someone gets to give a formal speech and they go on too long or don't say the right thing, then those who provide the song don't wait till the speaker's finished. They just start the song, and no matter who you are, no matter what your apparent level of authority, that's it. I love that about any cultural tikanga, really. There's just that clarity. I'm certainly not going to say too much more, but I would acknowledge that Awapuni and the Riverstop space is really inspiring. It's inspiring for us at the council, but also for the wider city. We're doing some similar work, actually, over in Highbury at the moment, around the Highbury community central space. And certainly talking about some of the elements that has been expressed here in terms of representing the community, making this place lively, flourishing, a place where people want to come, enjoy themselves, engage. And so thank you again for everybody's leadership. We've got some wonderful speakers who really know this community and have had quite a bit of history here. So I'll just finish off with again acknowledging the mana whenua, rangitāne o Manawatū, who have, as part of their work in the community, really emphasised the river, its identity and its values. And what's wonderful about this community organising space is that you could almost imagine visiting some of the neighbourhoods next to the river that the river wasn't even there. It's almost as if, unless you really traversed down there and went over the stop bank, you wouldn't know there was one there. And what I love and what the iwi appreciate is that communities like this are embracing that identity, but also giving consideration to the health of that river so that it can continue to support us and our grandkids and great-grandkids for future generations. Nō reira, kā rī roa taku mihi, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou katoa.
Thank you, Todd. Tēnā koutou, ko Fraser Gregor ho, ko Criffel te maunga, ko Nith te awa, ko McGregor te iwi, kei te reo irarangi o na tangata o Manawatū a ho e Mahiana. My name is Fraser Gregg and I am from Manawatū People's Radio. As I mentioned earlier, we're recording today and we'll be rebroadcasting at 5 o'clock on Sunday, highlights from today, so please do check that out, npr.nz, for more details. Todd, I had always assumed and thought that you were a very attractive man, but hot enough to set off a fire alarm, I think, is a new level, a new bar to achieve. Twice, yes. Just giving the fire alarm a chance. No. So welcome to Music, Tea and Tales, a chance to celebrate all things Awapuni history for Local History Week. Thanks to the sponsors, the Rotary Club of Awapuni, Boho Cafe, obviously, Palmerston North City Council and Palmerston North City Library, kind of intertwined, but also doing kind of separate things from time to time. And of course, Manawatu People's Radio. We have a lot of things coming up. We've got a number of speakers coming up, and also a chance to watch a video, I think, when Laura gives her talk. Also, Boho Cafe rapidly contributing to the history of Awapuni, having been here for 5 years. So there's going to be a little bit of a celebration for that as well. As Todd said, giving you the ability to buy a coffee whilst you get your cat sorted. I didn't know that was what Awapuni was known for. but without further ado, let's get the celebrations underway. We have our first speaker, Vijay from the Four Square in Awapuni. He arrived in Palmerston North in the early 80s and began working in the Heratonga Street Dairy. From there, he moved to the original Pack and Save and then went on to the Maxwell's Line Four Square, the best little four square in the land. Please, Homaiti Paki Paki for Vijay.
Thank you. Kia ora, good afternoon to you all. Todd mentioned just before, we live in a wonderful community in Awapuni here. It's good end of the town. I've been here for, I'm running the store for the last 31 years. We had an opportunity to double up our store. Some of them I knew my old store, and then we had an opportunity to buy the store from Monty Salmon. John's here. Monty's a salmon, and John negotiated the deal with us, and we managed to buy the property. And a few years later, we managed to do a extension to provide better facility for the community to shop at our store, and with a wider range. Always passionate about the community here. It's a community that gels together well. It's a quite an easy accessible area as well, but smaller businesses thriving, as you can see just here. Good to see the local support we get from the local communities. It's very important, especially with the day and age we live in, with COVID, the virus we're happening at the moment. We don't want to reach out too far because you have to strive to stay in your bubble, basically. Yeah. Another thing I'd like to highlight, when I first started, we used to get, in my old store, there used to be a rubbish tip up the top of the hill there. I don't know you guys, any of you remember that or not. We used to have a rubbish tip, and the Saturday was one of the biggest day. I think they used to close at 4 o'clock, and the line used to be right from the hill to right to the bottom. I couldn't even back out of my driveway on Saturday afternoon. The guy used to run is the Gary Templeton and Sue. Unfortunately, Gary passed on. That was one of the main attraction of Awapuni, going down to the rubbish tip in those days. Plus, we had across the road, where's the Marais now? It used to be owned by Palmerston Hospital Board, old people's home there. And used to get a lot of visitors on Sunday afternoon in those early days. One of the biggest things I found in Awapuni, it's a great area. Away from town, and still, when I'm saying away, it's still near enough, reachable. And it's a quiet end of the town, always found as a quiet end of the town. You haven't got much of these heavy traffic or all those kind of thing going through. Yeah. So I've been here for about 31 years and we're really enjoying it. Yeah, it's a passion that, it's a local that drives us to be where we want to be. Yes, so that's all I have to say there, yeah.
Thank you.
always good to hear someone passionate about your community who also serves your community at the same time. And 31 years is a bit of an achievement, so well done, sir. Another institution that contributes to the community is, of course, Awapuni Library. Laura is the community librarian. She's been with the Palmerston North City Libraries Group since 2010 in a variety of roles, including stints at Roslyn Library in the youth space. The other side of town, the wrong side of the tracks. She got her role in Awapuni after the retirement of Terry Clement, who I'm sure some of you probably know, who gave 23 years of service as Awapuni librarian. She's been involved with the Riverstop group since its inception and assorted other community activities like fun days, reading programs, book clubs, holiday programs, all that wonderful stuff. And to hear, to share a bit of a history about the library, please welcome Laura Clifford.
Kia ora, everybody. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Laura from the Awapuni Library, and as Fraser said, I've been at the Awapuni Library for 3 years now. This event's been a really cool prompt for me to delve a little bit more into our library history. So I was doing some maths, and it turns out next year we're celebrating our 35th birthday at the Awapuni Library, which is very exciting. So we will be planning a little bit of a party to celebrate, so keep an eye out for next November. If we can run events, fingers crossed. For today I thought I'd share a little bit more about our library history here in the Awapuni community. So I know we've got a delicious afternoon tea waiting for us, so I'm going to be brief. And I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to read a little bit from my page here because there's a lot of details. You know, I'm a librarian, reading is my thing. But I want to make sure I get all the dates and details right, so bear with. So the Awapuni Library only exists because the people of Awapuni made it so. In 1966, the West End School Committee first put to council to establish a library service for the rapidly growing residential area between Botanical Road and Maxwell's Line. The answer to this request was a mobile library service. A caravan, towed by a small van, was launched the following year. That was upgraded to a book bus in the 1970s, but growth in the area and a rising population soon saw residents requesting a more comprehensive library service. Shirley Heafy and others were integral in driving this project forwards. In January 1980, a survey was undertaken to research Awapuni households' attitudes towards a proposed branch library. The survey indicated the most suitable site would be the shopping centre on the corner of College and Potama Road, so very familiar to us. The council entered into discussions with a developer with a view to building a combined library and medical centre on the corner of Miles Place and College Street, so back that way, just adjacent to the shopping centre. The proposal didn't come to fruition, so a decision was made to search for a space to lease in an existing building. And that brings us to our current spot. In 1987, the former wine shop came available in the College Court shopping centre. The Awapuni Library was officially opened by His Worship the Mayor, Mr. Paul Rieger, on the 24th of November 1987. Mary Saxby was appointed as the first sole charge librarian, and in later years this role was handed over to Terry Clement, who gave 23 wonderful years of service to the Awapuni community. These special staff members are still very much part of our library today, and we enjoy their regular visits, as do the readers who run into them. The community have been strong supporters of our libraries from the very beginning and have come through as vocal supporters over the years. Some of you may remember, in 1996, the council proposed to close the Awapuni and Roslyn Libraries, a cost-cutting enterprise. Boo, council! Awapuni folks soon sorted that out, though. West End school students made submissions to the council, and library-loving locals marched in their hundreds, waving placards in the library car park, protesting that idea. There's some really cool photos, actually, that John Morrison shared with us of that protest. There were speeches, children from Awapuni and Riverdale schools sang a song about saving the library. It shouldn't have come as a surprise to anyone that there'd be strong opposition to closing the library after such a long struggle to get it open in the first place. With such spirited opposition, the council soon backed down, and almost 25 years later, the library continues to go from strength to strength. Yay! Woo! Go libraries! In 2007, we doubled our footprint, taking over the newly vacated doctor's surgery next door. The library was closed for 2 weeks as walls were knocked through and decorating done. Our reopening was celebrated with a ribbon cutting and cake at a special Jumping Jelly Beans preschool session. To this day, our library continues to be a lively corner of Awapuni. We meet each day with a stream of friendly faces and are one of the busiest branch libraries in Palmerston North. While COVID has disrupted some of our usual activities, it's a pleasure to bring book clubs, Te Reo Māori lessons, digital help sessions, children programs and more to the community. We're very grateful for the overwhelming support of our community each and every single day. We're fortunate to have a loyal pool of volunteers who support us with all sorts of events and activities, and I know some of them are in this room, so thank you. I'm sure many of you will have memories of our Aupuni Library through the years, maybe even photos stashed away. Maybe you brought the kids along to library programs when they were young or remember us before walls were knocked down. We'd love to share these memories with you, so please do pop in and see us and tell us about your memories at the library over the years. So that is all from me. We'll see you in a year for our 35th birthday, if not before. Thank you. I'm just going to introduce on the screen behind me. Last year, the Riverstop group did a project called Riverstop Stories. So the whole idea of this was to capture the stories that are out there in the community and put them in plain sight. So you might see around the neighbourhood, including outside Boho here, there are some QR codes with little horseshoes on them. So we spoke to 6 locals and got video footage of some of these stories, and we're going to share one of them with you today. So the one I have on the screen behind me is from Jennifer Burr. She's a local from Awapuni and a very talented poet, and we're thrilled she's sharing our poem, Collar Street Poem, with us today. So I'm going to hit the play button.
We bought a house in College Street in 1981, and in those days there was a great deal of building and pulling down in the town, and all the concrete and all the spill and all the spoil and all the trucks were up and down College Street driving us all mad. The trucks were constantly going past, and it was difficult to talk to neighbours. You couldn't hear yourself speak, never mind the other person. It was hard to listen to your TV even with the windows open, because it just, everything was drowned out with these concrete trucks. And oh, it was just bedlam. It was Grand Central Station on video, on stereo rather. Well, I wrote a poem about it, and this is how it went, or goes. Up and down, up and down, up and down College Street. Up and down, up and down, up and down College Street. Every morning, rain or shine, hear them rumble and roar and whine. Up and down, up and down, up and down College Street. Every kind of lorry and truck, up and down College Street. Horrible noise, tough luck, up and down College Street. Fill the mixer, start it churning. Rev the motor, now she's burning. Up and down, up and down, up and down College Street. 50 tons of rubble and slack, up and down College Street. Same in a trailer on the back, up and down College Street. You're feeling ill, you got the blues, to hell with you, we're going to cruise. Up and down, up and down, up and down College Street. Off we go to the rubbish tip, straight down College Street, spilling enough to sink a ship, all down College Street. Jam the throttle and ram the gears, they've all gone deaf, so nobody hears. Been doing it now for years and years, up and down College Street.
There we go, splendid. Now we have one more set of speakers before we're going to take a little break and get ready for some more contemporary celebrations. Do we have Murray and Don here? Yes? Do you want to come up here, or shall we try and get a microphone to you? Yeah, you come up here? Marvellous. They've lived in Awapuni for 57 years. That is an achievement. Well done. When they began their life in Awapuni, their home in Maxwell's Line was surrounded by farmland. It was here that they established stables and became iconic figures in the rich horse racing history of the Manawatu. Please, Homaiti Pakipaki, Murray and Don Griffin.
Get ourselves sorted. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to speak about the surrounding area of Awapuni, as we've seen the changes during our years of having lived in the area for over 59 years and have seen most of Awapuni being developed. Firstly, a little bit of history. The name of Awapuni means the water which has been cut off. The Manawatu Racing Club was formed in 1880 when the Palmerston North Borough Council secured 86 acres to develop a racecourse on the land along Park Road, which was part of 361 acres in what is now the Lido Ongli Park, Manawarua Park area of the city. A grandstand to seat 500 people was built, and the first race meeting was held on Boxing Day in 1881, which was reported to be a huge success. But unfortunately, the Manawatu River kept flooding this land. Maori villagers had earlier occupied the banks of lagoons, which ran from the river around the outskirts of the low-lying area beside where the Mangoni housing settlement is built. There were once three lagoons in this locality: the Awapuni, the Awatapu, where the college is built near the Park Road Botanical Road corner, and an unnamed small lagoon which existed on the riverside of College Street, which is why there is a sweeping bend along that street, and houses are now built down in that area. There was also a Maori pā on the banks of the Mangoni stream along what is now Pioneer Highway. The racing club began to look to the south of the town and found a slightly elevated bush-fringed area of land and felt that this site at Awapuni would be suitable for a racecourse. So 100 acres was purchased for £4,000. The racecourse was turned over to the army for its use during the First World War and again for a time during the Second World War. There is a monument in the racecourse grounds to remember those who served in the First World War. The racecourse caretaker's home was once situated where the Oaks subdivision is. After that land was sold, the entrance gates were moved in and a new home was built. Those entrance gates to the racecourse have since been moved in again to their present position, and that particular home was shifted to Totara Road, where racecourse land has since been sold for housing. Racing stables were built in various areas of Awapuni, along Maxwell's Line. We actually had our own stable along there. College Street, Melford Road, now known as Patama Road, Long Melford Road, Slacks Road, and Totara Road.
Now I take over. Originally, William and Charlotte Slack moved from Canterbury to a farm area known as Slacks Road, which originally was a dead-end road until being end of meet with Maxwell's Line in the 1950s. Likewise, Long Melford Road was also earlier been extended to meet Maxwell's Line, the later named after the Irish settler Patrick Maxwell. You may have heard of Granny MacDonald, who and her husband trained the Melbourne Cup winner Catalogue. Her stable was on the corner of Patama Road and Slacks Road. That's how you got MacDonald Place. Along Slacks Road was the Manitou Hunt Grounds, where the hounds were kept, and a couple of other stables. Then it was Ashley and Stephanie Christmas had stables on Milford Road, and there was also a Strawberry Gardens right opposite. Doc Knapp had a stables where the Latter-day Saints church is. And there is stables just along the road, roughly opposite Sheffield Street. Another Melbourne Cup winner came from Trevor Knowles' stable, which was in Maxwell's Line where the Cheswick Park Rest Home now stands. There were several stables along College Street, on the corner of Maxwell Line, plus Maxwell's Line, there were berry gardens, and along College Street, just past where Alexander's joins up. Racecourse Road had a swamp area on both sides of the road, and there was a blacksmith premises near the racecourse gates. The abattoirs were along Maxwell's Line, using all the land between the Racecourse Road and Pioneer Highway. There were just a few houses opposite. The Kyran Council owned some land, 5 houses, for their staff in Maxwell's Line, along the depot and Racecourse Road, approximately where Flemington Lane is. Heading towards the River of Maxwell Line is part of Palms North Hospital Farm and farm, a small farmhouse. There was just a few houses opposite a tiny shop. The main part of the house farm was on the Magoni Stream between Sheriff's Road and Tewanaka Road. The buildings situated in Maxwell's Line where the geriatric department for the public hospital and part of the still stand there, which is now the Maori Marae and Health Centre. With where the City Council dog pound is now, that was used to be the milking sheds for the hospital farm. Another blacksmith was on the corner of Maxwell's Line and College Street, which later moved into racecourse land where the Oak subdivision is now.
Along Long Melford Road was a stud farm owned by Mudgeways, and that is who Mudgeway Place is named after. Majestic Garage was built by Jack Muir, who owned Majestic Horse Floats, and the depot was in Long Melford Road. And this eventually shifted onto land now known as the Oaks off Racecourse Road. Also, the street named Grand Oaks to the right of the racecourse gates, where all those houses have been built, was once all a car park for race day patrons. Sadly, many of the lovely old oak trees have been removed to make way for housing. Manawatu Pony Club used to meet on the land where Mungoni Park subdivision is. Turitea Pony Club used to meet on the land over at the back of the racecourse where the city sewer treatment station is now. Of course, the city rubbish tip didn't take up the space that it does today. Awapuni Shopping Centre has seen quite a few changes over the years from having a small dairy. After this block of shops was built, there was a licensed restaurant for fine dining. A few years later, it was altered to become a bar that served light meals, which also had a pool table and TAB facilities. After that closed, it has become the home of Boho Cafe. Along the College Street frontage was a butcher who displayed his meat in the window, the Consumers Co-op supermarket. A friendly couple ran a small dairy, which was always busy. Next door was a ladies' fashion shop that even sold wool and all types of haberdashery. And further along was a fresh fruit and vegetable shop. Opposite here, where the veterinary clinic is, was the post office, which provided excellent personal banking services, a stationery store selling cards, magazines, small gifts, items, even hats. Then after the post office closed, it also included postal services. There was a lovely delicatessen, a hairdressing salon, and a nice gift shop. When the shopping centre, the other side of Majestic Garage, was built, there was a branch of Westpac Bank offering a great service, which you certainly do not get today. A bookshop that also sold toys and various other items. Plus there was Morrison's Pharmacy. After the Westpac branch closed, it became a doctor's consulting rooms, and now the library has taken over that area. A hairdresser, and the pharmacy has enlarged its size. This is a little bit of history and some recollections of our years spent both as horse trainers, not only living in the area since 1962, but having had an association with Awapuni for several years prior to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. There's that's encyclopedic knowledge of Awapuni, and I'm quite sure that that has probably inspired a few of your own memories, which gives us a wonderful opportunity to pause for 5 minutes or so until we get ready for our, as I said, our more contemporary celebrations. So feel free to talk amongst yourselves, share your memories. Robert's going to play a couple of songs for us in John's Corner here, and then we'll be back with some celebrations for Boho Cafe. Thank you. I hope you've all enjoyed sharing your memories, and now it's time to add a new one. Boho has been here for a number of years. There is a clue on the cake in front of me, but to tell us a little bit more and to kick off a celebration, Homai Te Pakepake for Janine, our host today.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. We're really excited to see you all here. It's not just Janine, it is Janine and Mace, by the way. Mace is always growling at me because it's always about Janine, but he's the silent partner in the background and has washed an awful lot of dishes at Boho Cafe over the time. I was listening to the lovely speech about the different things that had been here over this time. And we're very, very pleased to have been able to add another wee layer to the history of this area and this super building and the great spirit that is in this building. I know our predecessor was a little bit notorious for some of the activities that happened here, so I think we've turned that round a bit and really put more of a community focus on this beautiful space. We've expanded the empire pretty much as far as we can go here at Boho. And for those of you that don't know, we've actually expanded. We've joined Vijay in the foodstuffs family down at Pioneer New World as well, where we have botanicals, flower and coffee bar also. So that's another place that you can come and get our beautiful Boho blend coffee. But as I said, look, we're just super excited to have been part of the journey of this community. It's been a really great ride. There's been its ups and downs, and I have to say, running a cafe in a pandemic is really interesting. It's not something that you'd want to do, but what has happened is this community has really rallied behind us and really got in with what we need to do, the restrictions that we have to live with. So we're excited about perhaps that new chapter with what is our new normal moving forward. This cafe and everything that we have here wouldn't have been possible without this wonderful community. The community has absolutely embraced us from the minute that we got here. And that included before we even opened. We had lots of lovely people stopping in. They were all curious about what we were doing. And so it was just lovely. And the first day that we opened, the community came in, gave us flowers. And that love, that araha, hasn't stopped from the whole time that we've been here. So realistically, we've got a really cool little business here that rocks along, but really it's the community that makes it. And we're so happy and delighted to be here. And we're looking forward to some many, many more years and what this becomes next for people. It's just super exciting. So again, thank you very much. Stay, enjoy some tea, coffee, and there's some sandwiches and nibbly bits coming out, and of course some cake. So guys, thank you so much.
There we go. Now, the cake, I'm sure, will be cut shortly, and then the food will be brought to your tables, and Todd Taihapa from the City Council doing a blessing of the kai for us.
If that fire alarm goes off again, I'm going to be offended.
Kia ora.
So as in all cultures, the karakia is a blessing and it's an expression of appreciation for the nourishment of both the kai, but also it's an appreciation to the cooks and those who've prepared it. Nō reira, taumaha tini ki runga nei, hākiraro nei, rite ana mai, kai ana mai, whakapākarana mai, ko kena, ka kai, ka whiu, ka mākuna, te rautangata e. Tēnā tātou katoa. Ka pai. Thank you.
So the plates are coming out, the knives will be out, and the food will be coming out as well. Again, the whole purpose of this is to share some history and then recount your own around the tables. So feel free to do that. Robert's going to play a few more tunes for us, and that will wrap up the day. Enjoy the kai. Ladies and gentlemen, Homai Te Paki Paki for Robert Cleaver. Available for weddings, birthdays, funerals?
Yeah.
Yep, marvellous. we're going to let Robert actually avail himself of some of the refreshments, and so we'll take that opportunity to draw to a close the formalities today. Thank you for joining Riverstop Awapuni and your community for Music, Tea and Tales. Hopefully you're a bit more aware of the history of your community, maybe challenged to find out some more, and you've shared some of your memories today. Thank you again to the sponsors, the Rotary Club of Awapuni, Boho Cafe. Another round of applause for them and a celebration of their 5 years here. Also, Palmerston North City Council and Palmerston North City Library, and of course, Manawatu People's Radio, who will be rebroadcasting highlights of today on Sunday at 5 p.m. npr.nz for more details, or check out our social media. Thank you very much for coming today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your food. Bye for now.
You're listening to Manawa 2 People's Radio today, Irirangi o ngā tangata o Manawa 2. You've been listening to our recording of the Riverstop Stories local history event and, of course, Boho Cafe's birthday, recorded live at Boho Cafe in Awapuni on the 3rd of November 2021. If you'd like to hear this again or share it with a friend, you can go to npr.nz/show/specials to find the on-demand version, and you can also find the videos that were mentioned in the course of the presentation at the Manawa 2 Heritage website. I believe there's going to be a copy of some of this audio there as well.